Hello, my name is Benita. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
No, ma'am. I actually have a random question.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am. I'm not sure that I will be able to answer it.
Okay. No, that's fine. That's worth giving it a shot, though. Okay, so I'm currently living here in Fairhope, Alabama, but I'm calling in behalf of my mom. My mom lives in Honduras, Central America, third world country. She has asthma, and she's 71 years old. So I'm calling in her behalf to see if it's possible that she could travel and get the vaccine here. Is that something we allow in the state of Alabama? Or
that you would have to call the health department.
They directed me to y'all. I called them first, and they said, I don't know the answer to that. She said that they do know that within the United States, they're getting all the snowbirds coming in here and getting the vaccine in Alabama, but they were like, I don't know about out of state, out of the country, sorry, not state, country. So they directed me to y'all.
Okay, the only thing that we do is pre-register people for the shot. We don't even make appointments.
Okay. Now, do you know the requirements? Do you have to be a U.S. resident? Maybe that would help answer the question.
I mean, again, you can. Did you go to the website, adph.org or cdc.gov?
Yes, ma'am. I did, but I couldn't find anything as far as saying you're required to be a U.S. citizen. Tough question, isn't it? I just want to help her because, you know, she, like I said, she's 71. She has asthma. So I'm just trying to find out if it's possible to get her, but don't want to make her travel if we can't. You know what I'm saying? I would rather get a yes or no before I even make arrangements for her to travel and all that.
Yes, ma'am. You said that you went on the website?
Yes, ma'am. I couldn't find anything other than, you know, we're not restricting and, you know, but I don't know. I wanted a yes or no because I would hate to make her come. You know, she also has a bad hip, and so traveling is kind of like a pain already as it is because of her health condition. And then, you know, so I just wanted to make sure, but I don't know then when to call because I called the health department. I went online. I can't find anything online. Like I said, it says they don't restrict, that they're not advertising like, yeah, come on over from all over the world to get a shot. But at the same time, if you are there, they're not stopping you. It's what it said, basically.
I just don't have the answer to that.
Okay.
And only people that would know would be the people from the health department or the CDC.
Okay. I'll try again then, and maybe I get somebody different that does know.
Okay.
Thank you.
I do apologize, and thank you for calling.
No problem.
If you need more information, you can go to adph.org or cdc.gov, and we do thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.